Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, it's Trina Mara. A massive event happening this evening, a solar eclipse. And to tell us all about it, Sive Leahy, who's from the Dunsink Observatory. What a place to work, by the way, and what a place to be when there's something so monumental happening later on today.
100%. Oh, we're so lucky out here in the observatory. It's special every day, but when there's a solar eclipse, I mean, that's a really big event, so we're all very excited for this evening, as you can imagine.
I'm just wondering, can I get a VIP wristband and get in with my daughter?
You wouldn't believe everyone wants to come to the observatory. We have just been inundated by requests.
I'd say people from school and everything are onto you.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you can understand why, right? You know, the eclipse is a big deal. So we're delighted, though, that everyone's so excited about it. That's the main thing.
Well, tell us exactly what is going to happen then. What exactly is a solar eclipse? I think we all kind of know from the Jaffa Cake ads years ago, but you might tell us what's happening.
I think everyone remembers the Jaffa Cake ads. They really did well. So basically what's going to happen is, I mean, a solar eclipse happens when basically the moon moves in between the Earth and the sun. And so it kind of blocks some of the sun's light from the Earth and casts kind of a shadow across the Earth. And so to us, you know, on Earth, you basically get the moon coming across and blocking the sun. So for any solar eclipse, there's what's called a path of totality. And that's basically a line on the map. And if you're anywhere on that line, you're going to see a total solar eclipse, right? So that's where basically all of the sun is blocked by the moon. Now, for this eclipse, the path of totality is actually just off the west coast of Ireland. So we won't see a total solar eclipse tonight, but we're going to get pretty close just because the line of totality is so close to us. Mm. So depending on where people are, you're going to see between kind of 92 to 98% coverage, which is a really, really big deal, right? That's really close to totality. Yeah. So people who are down in kind of Cork, Kerry, you'll see kind of closer to the 98%, whereas, you know, Dublin, you're going to be closer to kind of 94% and then kind of 92 to 93% up in kind of Belfast and further in Northern Ireland.
Mm. So it's going to go dark. Is it just for a split second or for how long?
We're not really sure, to be honest. Because it's not a total solar eclipse, it won't go completely dark in the way that, you know, people might have experienced with previous eclipses. And again, it depends slightly on where you are. Mm-hmm. Because the sun's light is so bright, even if there's a little bit peeking through, you'll still kind of get that light. Now, it will go a little bit darker. You will notice it. But maybe not quite as dramatic as people might be kind of used to with like a total solar eclipse. In terms of like times for people to look out for, first contact, where the moon kind of first starts eating away at the sun, you know, if you think about those Jaffa cakes, that's going to be just after 6 o'clock this evening. And then we're expecting kind of the maximum coverage at about 7:10. Again, it depends slightly on where you are in Ireland. But kind of shortly after 7 o'clock is when you'll see kind of the peak of the eclipse, and then it'll kind of phase off from there until shortly after 8 as well.
Okay, now we're being told not to look at it. So how do we look at it without looking at it?
So this is the most important thing with the eclipse, because obviously, you know, it's such a big deal. Everyone's really excited about it. Everyone wants to look at it. And if there's one thing that people take is please, please, please do not look directly at the sun, because it can cause irreparable damage to your eyes. So if you do want to view it, there's a couple of things you can do. If you are lucky enough to have solar eclipse glasses, absolutely use them, go out and have a look. If you don't, there's lots of things that you can use at home to basically make projections of the eclipse as well. So if you have a colander, just from your kitchen. The colander has lots of little holes in it. And if you go outside, you can make basically projections of the sun with the colander. And as the moon moves across the sun, you'll see all of those circles from the colander turn into the kind of crescent moon shapes as the eclipse gets closer and closer to that peak. Or you can also make kind of your own solar viewer. So we have a tutorial online as how to make one with a cereal box. Really simple, with things you'd have lying around at home. And you can make your own projector where you can have a projection of the eclipse on the inside of the cereal box. Again, to kind of view it safely, just because we're aware that, you know, the reaction is to look directly at the sun, and it's just so dangerous that we want to make sure that everyone is viewing the eclipse and getting the most out of it, but obviously doing that safely as well.
So these special glasses that you can get, like, where can people even get? It's probably too late at this stage, is it, to get those glasses, or where are they even sold?
It depends. So, you know, you can get some online, obviously, you know, with it being today, it's probably a little bit late to be ordering them. But there's lots of eclipse events happening all across Ireland. So any of those events will probably have eclipse glasses as well. So it's definitely worth having a look. Websites like eclipse26.ie or the Azero Ireland website, they have lists of all the events happening all over the country. We're really lucky to have space-related centres scattered geographically really nicely across Ireland. So there's lots of events happening, you know, relatively close to no matter where you live. So we'd recommend getting in touch, seeing if they have availability, you know, for the events or for glasses.
Okay, and if anybody thinks that by wearing their designer sunglasses and looking at it, you're covered, you're not covered. You will still do this absolute desperate damage to your eyes for life. As Si was saying, it can't be repaired. So do not look at this. We want everyone to enjoy it, but you have to have the right glasses and you have to, or else you have to make use the colander or whatever. What was the website where you can get see those tutorials on how to make the thing out of the cereal box?
So we have, our social media is @DiasDonthink, so @DiasDonthink, and we have loads of videos up there for the eclipse, and one of those is the kind of cereal box viewer, and kind of a tutorial that goes through that, if anyone wants to have a look.
Great, so that'll only take you 10 minutes. It's not one of these things where you need to spend 2 weeks working on it if you have children who decide they want to look at this later on. But just really, really take that seriously now. So I'm not just saying that for the crack. Don't look at it. You literally cannot look at this because it will damage your eyes for life.
100%.
This is so cool. So just after 6 o'clock, as you were saying, that it doesn't really matter where you are, but is there a better spot to be if you're up higher, or does that even matter?
It really depends. One thing that I say to people is, you know, because it's a little bit later in the evening, we're getting a little bit closer to sunset. So just make sure that you've got kind of a clear view of where the sun is going to be setting. You know, if there's big trees and stuff around you, you might want to get away from those. But as long as you've got a clear line of sight, then you should get a great view.
And when's the next one? Can we put it in the diary now?
You can. It's a while off. So the next total solar eclipse in Ireland isn't until 2090.
I'll be dead.
This is another reason why, you know, we're saying everyone's got to make the most of this now, because we're going to be waiting a while for the next one.
Brilliant. Sive, I'm sure it's so exciting there for everyone as well. And if you do manage to get that VIP wristband, you know where I am.
I'll let you know.
See you, Sive. Take care.
Thanks a million.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.